It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the need to read a newspaper editorial with a grain of salt. I'm going to use as an example a recent Marin Independent Journal editorial on the proposed annexation of the Sausalito Fire Department by the Southern Marin Fire District. Let me share with you the homework the IJ should have done. I'll explain why it is important to critically examine such editorials at the end of this show. The editorial opens with a statement that the annexation could be a win-win for residents. It could be a win-win for the city, but the Sausalito property taxpayers could be on the lose-lose side. The IJ refers to the proposed annexation as a merger. This ain't no merger. The annexation would cause the Sausalito Fire Department to be swallowed up by the fire district, never to appear again. And no, there is no prenup. It would be virtually impossible to unravel the deal once it is made. The only other alternative the editorial addresses is the complete restoration of the fire department with new senior management, an option no one is championing. But the paper completely misses the joint powers agreement option. This is a big miss by the editorial board because the joint powers agreement option offers the same levels of service and the economies of scale the IJ finds attractive in the annexation, but retains control with the Sausalito City Council. And according to a recent analysis, this option will cost the taxpayers less, despite the tortured numbers presented by the supporters of the annexation. We all agree that control over the level of fire service and its cost is an important issue. The IJ would have you believe that after the proposed annexation, Sausalito residents would have such control by electing district directors. Editors should learn to do math. The Sausalito City Council majority supporting the annexation originally promised Sausalito would have 2 of the 7 board seats at the fire district. But these 2 seats ultimately turned out to be non-voting representatives. Non-voting doesn't equate to control. But the majority hastened to add that this non-voting situation would exist only until the next board election. Here's where that math for the editors comes in. According to the city's consultant, Sausalito voters would constitute less than 30% of the district's voting population. With that low of a percentage, there is little probability, and definitely no guarantee, that Sausalito residents would have even 1 vote on the board. The editorial makes it appear that the 2 dissenters on the vote were against the issue going to the public. Actually, council members Linda Pfeiffer and Carolyn Ford are opposed to the annexation being the only alternative presented to the voters. The IJ has done these 2 women a disservice by portraying them as opposed to public involvement in the issue. On the contrary, they should be lauded for attempting to have a full, unbiased review of the alternatives for the future of the Sausalito Fire Department, with the intent of providing good fire service, controlling cost, and keeping the burden on Sausalito property taxpayers as low as possible. I chose this annexation editorial to critique because I am very familiar with the facts of the situation. In business, I will frequently ask of a new business associate a question for which I already know the answer as a test of the person's credibility. I do the same with news sources. I read the IJ regularly and am generally a fan of the paper. But based on the annexation editorial, however, the paper lost some of its credibility with me. It is important for you to also apply the same credibility test to all news sources, including the IJ and even this show. Match what you know to what they say and reach your own credibility rating. It is important that you do so because there are a number of significant issues affecting Southern Marin currently. The annexation issue is certainly one, and the housing element is another. There are significant issues raised by the housing element, including environmental, transportation, management, law enforcement, and the role of state and regional government. Those who raise such points in the course of discussion on the housing element will be labeled by the other side as elitists, racists, and NIMBYs. Not in my backyard. Read news coverage of such name-calling with a grain of salt. There are two sides to every story, and like I used to tell juries, you need to weigh the evidence and make decisions as a rational individual. When the government and the media only provide one side of the story, they are doing you a great disservice and essentially treating you like a child. So it is important to give the IJ some feedback. Everybody goofs once in a while, and the IJ needs to know it goofed on this editorial by not doing its homework. Tell the IJ you respect the paper and were disappointed in the annexation editorial. Challenge them to do better in the future. It is fine for the paper to have an opinion, but they have a responsibility to tell both sides of the story. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.